Hello, sweetie. I'm glad to see you're awake. Though you look a little confused. What's wrong? Don't you like waking up handcuffed to your bed with all of these romantic candles everywhere and your beautiful wife rubbing your cock with her black gloved hands? I guess it could be a shock at first, but I assure you, we're both going to enjoy what comes next. Well, maybe me a little more than you. I assure you, I've given this a lot of thought, and I think this is the logical next step in our relationship. I think it's the best thing we could do for our marriage. So you don't remember last night too well. Let me fill you in. You came home from work, and I had an amazing dinner waiting for you. Then we had some wine, and then you had a little more wine and a little more until you were barely conscious. That's when your lawyer came over. You were confused at first, but really all he had you do was sign a few little papers. Nothing you needed to worry about, and you were more than happy to take that pin in your hand when I asked you to, because you'd do anything to make me happy, right? Well, you signed your little papers and then passed out on the couch. It was really kind of pathetic. So while you just lay there in a stupor, I took your lawyer, and I sucked his cock and bent myself over and let him give it to me hard, in a way that I haven't had in a long time, not since I married a, well, subpar lover like you. But I think that's coming to an end, sweetie. I'm sure I'm going to get lots of amazing sex from all your friends who want to comfort the poor, grieving widow. You look scared. You should be. You see, after he finished fucking me, and after I could walk again, oh my God. Well, I went on your little computer and found your browser history and all of those nasty, freaky, perverted things you like. And, well, let's just say that all your dirty little secrets aren't so secret anymore. Your friends, your family, your boss, they got a very drunk-sounding email that just kind of gave the game away. Cuckolding, humiliation, chronic masturbation, femdom, hypnosis, all those nasty little secrets are now known by everybody in your entire life, which is why I imagine that none of them would be too surprised anymore to see you here tied to a bed like a disgusting little pervert. I mean, your dick is even getting hard as I insult you. What's up with that? What kind of man puts up with that? Well, I guess I won't have to worry about that question for much longer. You see, sweetie, now that I know that in the event of your death, I get everything you own in an ironclad, legally binding way. And now that I know that if anyone gives me any trouble, all I need to do is spread my legs for your lawyer, and he'll get me out of it. Well, let's just say that people are going to think this kind of tragedy was inevitable. I mean, you're such a disgusting pervert. You were bound to have an accident with one of your kinky little fetishes. It's regrettable, but it's true, and I'm sure everyone will be a little bit sad and a lot disgusted when they find out. I mean, it is true, you're a total pervert, which is why I did you the one little favor of leaving that hand free so you can start playing with yourself one last time. Don't fight it. I mean, it's not like there's anything constructive you can do in this situation, so you might as well do your best to enjoy it. Come on, why don't you just jerk off while I finish filling you in? That's it. Don't cry. Just play with yourself. There we go. You can have one last orgasm. Aren't I so sweet? You really should thank me. I mean, jerking yourself off is going to be so much more constructive than struggling or fighting me. And once the police piece together, what's happened here? Everyone's going to be so disappointed and disgusted at you, but at least you'll have had one last orgasm, one last perverted little hand-humping fest. That's right, sweetie. I know it's the most important thing in the world to you. So, hump that hand. Hump that hand while your life runs out, because here's what's going to happen. The key to those handcuffs is just out of reach. So sad. You must have had this whole kinky self-bondage thing planned out, but you didn't anticipate it falling to the floor. Oh no, maybe you were struggling to get it when you knocked over that candle. No one will ever really know. I mean, as far as anyone knows, I'm at your lawyer's office, and I'm sure he'll swear to that. At least, once I make it worth his while. And it's not like my fingerprints, or any evidence of me even being here today, will be found. So, you're on a one-way street, sweetie. A one-way street leading to a fiery grave. Didn't you always suspect that a little pervert like you was going to burn in hell? Well, you'll burn a little bit before you get there, too. Stroke it faster. Come on. I'm not going to be patient. I mean, I have wasted enough time on you. I want to get to your lawyer's office and get his fat cock between my legs. So jerk it. Jerk it, sweetie. Come on, your time is running out. Let's count you down and see whether or not you can blow that load before I tip over this little candle right onto the sheets. That's right. How long do you think you need? A minute? Two? Don't make me laugh. I mean, I know how many times you prematurely ejaculated when trying to fuck me. I'm going to give you 15 seconds. And you could use those seconds trying to escape, trying to talk me out of it, but I know you won't, because you really are a filthy pervert, and this is really what you deserve. And I deserve so much better than you. Oh, oops. Well, you always said I was clumsy. Looks like I knocked it over a little too soon. Now you really have a deadline for that orgasm. 15. 14. 13. 12. Come on, stroke it faster, you pathetic little masturbator. I bet it's just burning to shoot. 11. 10. I can't believe I'm already bored with murdering you and fantasizing about your lawyer fucking me. 9. 8. Oops, there goes the smoke alarm. Better hurry. 7. 6. 5. Almost there. It's almost over. 4. You can do it, sweetie. Just give in to what a pathetic loser you are. 3. You lived your life with your hand around your dick. It makes sense that you would die that way. 2. You're so close, sweetie. You're so close to the last thing you'll ever do. 1 and 0. Blow it all over yourself. That's right. I wonder if you'd come down from all those hormones, you'll have time to realize the true horror of your situation. Bye-bye, sweetie. See you in hell.